from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, though, let us welcome in from the New England Patriots starting quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, who is brought to you by the Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Right now, joining us here, number 7, it's his new number, and starting on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Cincinnati, Mr. Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
Big week for you, obviously, and I'm sure a big week coming up here as we get closer and closer to week one. We know sort of the story of how Coach Mayo came in and sort of talked to you and talked to Drake May and told you that you were going to be the starting quarterback. How did that feel, knowing all that you've been through over the course of really your entire career, but certainly your return back to New England, another quarterback competition here for you in camp, to win that and to be named the starter? How'd that feel?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Obviously, you know, going back to OTAs and training camp, and, you know, it's been a long, long journey, but excited that we're at this point now and you know, got the news and, you know, my eyes, like, you know, locked in on this week and, you know, moving full steam ahead and getting ready to get it started with the guys.
What does it mean to you to be selected as a captain by your teammates?
I think it's one of the highest honors you can get in your football career, but also in a season, because it is voted on by your teammates. It's not a popularity contest. It's more of people just, you know, recognizing, you know, who you are as you come in day to day and how you handle your business. And for my teammates to you know, reward me with that honor, and it's definitely nothing I take for granted, and you know, something that I hold, you know, true to as far as how I handle myself and come to work every day and try to hold that trend of what it means to be a captain and especially in this organization.
With that leadership responsibility, I was reading a article about you over the weekend from Mike Reese about your journey through the NFL, about your time in Indianapolis, backing up Andrew Luck when he was injured, going in and starting for him, how you reacted when they signed Phillip Rivers and then moving on to Miami and last year, of course, with Washington. It sounded like the uncertainty at the position for you really took a toll on you, both you know, physically but also mentally. And I was wondering, is that something that you're still sort of working through? Because it seems like even now today, you're in a competition, I would say. I mean, not for week one, obviously, but you still have a rookie quarterback who was drafted 3rd overall that's right behind you. And I just sort of wonder, is that something you're still dealing with?
I mean, you always deal with it. Somebody's always trying to, you know, take your job. So I don't think that I guess fear kind of goes away. I think it's more of that's the competition that, like I said, it wakes me up every day. Is you know, it's just like, I guess that's the game within the game within the game that, you know, you never kind of lose that. And that I feel like the day that I lose that edge, I guess, of always kind of, you know, it's always a competition, no matter if it's week one, if it's week 20, you know what I mean? It's just always competition. And I think that kind of, you know, fuels the other competition as far as when you start going against other teams and just keeping that competitive nature. So I don't think that kind of goes away at all, really.
Are you happy that all the talk and the offseason and all of that is over and now it's a game week and you just prepare to do your job against the Bengals?
Oh, of course. You know, I think that's the cool part about this job is you know, is now it's the, like the saying goes around here, you know, it's on to Cincinnati, but it really is, you know, and it's just, you know, finding a way to kind of encompass what all training camp was and kind of just lock in as one collective group and one whole is to go complete a mission. And I think that's what, I look forward to this weekend.
Do you still get, butterflies, jitters, anxieties heading into a season, heading into a game now that you're, even though you're the starting quarterback, you're the experienced veteran, is there still some butterflies there?
Oh, of course. I think when those butterflies go away, I think that's in any of our jobs, it's time for us to hang it up. But, I get that for Wednesday practice, going into that huddle to lead the guys and introducing the plan to the guys and saying like, hey, this is what's going to do. This is what we're going to do to get it done. I think that's probably my most nervous is that Wednesday practice.
The Cincinnati Bengals, you have week one. I'm sure you've been looking at a lot of tape of them. That defense is one that has a nice mix of veterans and rookies. What are you doing? How do you plan to attack that defense? And what's sort of at the top of the whiteboard in terms of what you're looking to do this weekend?
It's going to start with us. It's taking care of us, and getting off to a fast start. Obviously, the first game of the season, every team is trying to get off to a fast start. And I think that's imperative for us, it's just to get off to a fast start, clean operation on the road, in a hostile environment, obviously a good team that they have. And I think that it starts right there. It's just kind of taking care of things that, Cincinnati has no effect on. And then it's just, they obviously have a lot of guys that have played in that system year in and year out. I think Lou does a good job with and kind of, rolling the dial with those guys and mixing things up for keeping the offense on their toes. So I think just playing clean as far as our standpoint and understanding my keys as far as how the game plan works and what we're trying to do to attack them. And, just playing clean. I think that's the key word, just to play clean this week.
All right. I don't want, without giving away any trade secrets here, obviously, I know you don't want to give away the game plan. So let me ask it this way. Would you consider the offensive line situation in front of you settled or unsettled at this point?
I would say settled. I think we know the guys that are going to be out there, and we've been obviously been practicing together. So, I think I feel really comfortable with those guys going forward. And our plan is going to reflect that. And it's just going to come down to just execution, and all of us playing our part in helping, protect the quarterback, protect the running back, protect the ball and things of that nature. So I feel really good about those guys up front.
Understanding that you do need to protect the ball and you don't want to make mistakes and you still want to get off to a clean, fast start, and you're facing the defense, not the other team's offense, are you still aware that, it's Joe Burrow, it's maybe Ja'Marr Chase, it's T. Higgins, it's an offense that a lot of people expect to score a lot of points? Does that creep into your mind pregame, or if they score first, do you start to think, we got to start making plays, this might be a shootout type situation?
No, I don't really get into that type of game. I mean, obviously, understanding that they have firepower on their offense, I have full faith in our defense. But it's about honestly, it just comes down to us executing and making the most of our drives, not knowing how many drives we're going to get in the game, obviously. But, just making the most of our drives and, like I said, playing clean football. And I don't really get into the whole, it's that person on that sideline because that obviously doesn't matter right now. It's about our guys are 11 in the huddle on offense and trying to go and score as many points as we can. And I think we're going to get a plan that reflects that we're trying to go score as many points as we can.
As a veteran leader on the team, as a captain, as voted by your teammates here, of course, you have a rookie head coach who's going into his first game in the NFL. What sort of has been the conversation like between you two as you go on to this very big milestone in his career?
No, excited for him. He's getting his journey going too and making his mark on his coaching career as a head coach, obviously. We're excited for that. And, the cool thing is it's like he hasn't shown that this situation is too – or this moment is too big for him. And as a, as a player, that's what you want from your coach to – he obviously understands the magnitude, but he's not, really letting it affect him. And he's just going about his business as business is being done. And, we're all excited and we want to go out there and get a win for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo,
the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As you settle into a regular season routine and a quarterback room, you're surrounded by a couple young guys, and I wanted to ask you, A, do you consider yourself an old soul? Because in that mic'd up segment you did for the Patriots, you kind of came off as an older soul. But what is it like being in a room where you're the old guy and you got a couple rookies and that dynamic?
I mean, it's fun, man. It's like you obviously make the jokes about the age thing, but you know, like I tell them, like I'm still young in this league. I don't feel like I'm old by any means. They make that joke on me just because they were in middle school when I was in the NFL, and they think that that's funny. I'm like, that's a compliment. I hope y'all understand that. I'm taking this as a compliment. So, but it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun having those guys in the room, and looking forward to learning from them and getting this journey started with them. And I know, you know, we're all going to help each other. So, you know, I'm excited for it.
All right. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This comes to us from Reggie in Watertown. He wants to know, Jacoby, who is the best wide receiver you've ever played with?
Ooh, that's tough. Best wide receiver I've ever played with. The funny thing is I play with a lot of good. Like you take Julian, who's a different type of receiver, but I played with Julian, and then it's a group of three. I would say Julian, T.Y. Hilton, and Amari Cooper, all for different reasons, but I would say those three guys stand out to me right now.
All right, we'll leave it right there then. Jacoby Brissett, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to talking with you this season, and very good luck to you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jacoby.
That is Jacoby Brissett, your starting quarterback for the New England Patriots.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.